Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalecki.
I'm Christina Staffo.
All right, so you're excited. You're going on a vacation or a big business trip, and you're going to fly. You're going to take to the open skies, and you're going to enjoy yourself. You're going to eat that little bag of peanuts. You're going to talk to Helga, the flight attendant. This is going to be great. Yeah. You're going to talk to a real personable person who's going to be stuffed into the seat next to you. It's terrific. But there's one thing you got to remember when you go on a plane. It is laden with germs.
It's a Petri dish.
It is a Petri dish with wings.
You literally need to overload your body with like vitamin C and other vitamins.
Bathe in Purell before you get on this thing.
Combat the germs on the plane.
Yes.
I always get sick after a plane ride. I always get a cold or a sore throat
too.
Or something.
Yes,
right?
Because everybody is breathing the same germs, the same air. And here's something too that I always notice. When you first walk onto a plane, smell. Because there's a little funky thing going on in the plane.
Sure
because
is.
It's this insular tube that hasn't really had any fresh air since it was built in 1989. It's not good.
Right.
Journeys with germs. What are the dirtiest things on an airplane? We borrow this from our friends over at CNN. There's no better way to test your body's immune system than by subjecting it to air travel.
That's
with
true.
All those enclosed spaces, recirculated air, nonstop streams of people, airports, and planes, they're the prime breeding grounds for bacteria. But what are the most dirtiest? What are the filthiest? What are the cootiest? So there's this website called travelmath.com. They send a microbiologist. That must have been a fun phone call when they arranged this.
Okay.
To take 26 samples from 5 U.S. airports and 4 flights by 2 major carriers. Now, according to the results, the airplane tray table was the dirtiest of all the locations and services they tested. Tested tray tables were found to have an average of 2,155 colony-forming units, otherwise known as...
Colony-forming units?
CFUs. That's how we'll refer to it for the rest of the story.
Okay.
Per square inch. You never knew there was something known as a colony-forming unit, did you not?
No, but that sounds very disgusting.
It certainly is.
It certainly is.
That's the good old CFU.
Well, okay.
What?
You think about it.
Yes?
You're eating on there. That's what's right in front of you. You're coughing. You're sneezing.
Your arms are on there.
Your arms are on there. I've even seen people sleeping. Like
they plop over.
They put their head on the tray table.
Yes.
So who knows who's drooling on there.
Drool, hair stuff,
gross.
Wax, all kinds of stuff. Cells, all kinds of stuff. It's there. It's
so
dead
skin. So
they're
the dirtiest. The tray table is the dirtiest, which is what you're coming into most contact with when you're flying.
Yes.
Gee, thanks.
Travel Math said, since this could provide bacteria, direct transmission to your mouth, a clear takeaway from this is to eliminate any direct contact your food has with the tray table. Well, that's pretty obvious.
Yeah.
I doubt anyone would really just, take out the apple cobbler and flip it over onto
the
tray,
table.
Mess
yeah.
it around as if they're doing some kind of finger paint and then eat it.
Oh,
but
gross.
I guess if you did, you'd cause yourself some trouble. Coming in second on the dirty list were airport drinking fountain buttons. I have not used a drinking fountain since I was in third grade.
Not even in an airport. I'm always scared that someone got too close to it or there's going to be
I've seen people sucking on it. Yes.
Ew, I can't. That's too much human contact with too many people for me to even think about going near
the designer of the water fountain, David Fountain Tejas or whatever his name was, when he actually designed the drinking fountain, you have that steel thing that comes up and it's supposed to be a mouth guard. But what I've seen people do is they'll go up and they'll actually fit that in and around their lips and then suck on the thing from which the water is coming, which then pollutes it for anybody else who will ever use that appliance.
But they're saying that the button is the dirtiest.
Look at, what? You are very perceptive.
Interesting. So that makes sense because people aren't washing their hands.
No.
Where have they been before they needed a drink of water? What are they touching? Did they go to the bathroom and not wash their hands?
Yes. Yes, they did. That's exactly what they did. They decided, time to take care of business. I'm a little thirsty on the way out of taking care of business, so I'm going to have myself a drink. They don't wash their hands, and boom, there it is on the button.
Gross.
All kinds of fun stuff. The full list. Here we go. We talked about the tray table, the drinking fountain buttons, 1,240 CFUs per square inch. The overhead air vents.
That I don't get so much. I guess because you're touching it.
It all goes
back to the hands.
It all goes back to the hand, but I also would imagine, too, it's because the bacteria that is circulating through that plane that gets you sick every time you're on a plane is coming through that air vent.
Yeah, makes sense.
It is a constant traveling system of bacteria through that, so that's why it's there.
Do you remember back in the day when you could smoke on a plane?
Yes, I do.
Oh, my goodness. I went to, this had to have been 1995. My grandfather wanted to take me to Italy before he died. He needed me to see the homeland, so we took a trip to Italy. And there was a smoking section on the plane. And I'm like, how is there a smoking section on a plane?
Isn't that counterintuitive?
Makes no sense right. at all.
Yeah, that's all we
need.
It was
like a little curtain that blocked yeah. their section from the non-smoking section.
Right.
Oh, okay.
And we're in this pressurized cabin. What do we need? We need 42 little fires going on. I could never understand that.
I know.
But I think it feeds back to the idea there was a time when everybody smoked. You couldn't go 5 hours without a cigarette.
Right, right.
So rather than have people freaking out on the plane.
Let them smoke.
It was a halfway situation. We'll meet you there and just please don't set the plane on fire. So, lavatory flush buttons.
Well,
here we go with
sense.
The button. Oh, of course.
That makes perfect sense because you're flushing before you wash your hands. Anyway, even if you are washing your hands.
If I flush, I use my shoe.
I use my foot.
Good for you. Yeah, same thing.
I use my
foot. I stand up and boom.
Yep.
I have not touched a toilet handle on a public toilet since maybe I was five.
Do you know what else
what?
Grosses me out? And, because, you know, we've had conversations before about, you know, bathroom habits and how people don't wash their hands.
Mm-hmm.
And they go and open the door with the knob to get out of
yes.
the bathroom. I'll wash my hands. You know, you dry it with the paper towel. I hold on to the paper towel and use the paper towel as a guard between me and the door.
I don't
the
touch
door
the door. And I take
to
it
get
back
out of the
to
bathroom,
where I'm going back to my studio. Yes.
Gross.
It does not get thrown out till I get back to my studio. I will not touch it because
yep.
I've seen that too many times. Here comes good old Cecil, and he sits in the stall. Cecil takes care of business, the big business,
oh,
and decides
Cecil.
I'm just walking out, and I'm touching that door. And that's terrific, and I don't want to go home with a little Cecil on me, so I grab the paper towels.
All right, so seatbelt
buckles. Think about where the seatbelt kind of lays for the five-hour flight.
Yeah,
you're going to
right
Italy. It's hours and hours and hours.
You're all sweaty.
And you're down there in the red zone, and you know.
The red zone.
And you don't, and it's just laying there,
yeah.
and there's all kinds of stuff going on, perspiration, situations, and it's just, it's not good. And that's why you end up having 230 CFUs per square inch.
And let's just remind everybody that that means colony forming units.
Yes, thank you. Because for those that may have just tuned in, they're thinking, what are they really trying to say with a CFU? You know, it's
colony forming unit.
Thank you very much. The FCC can calm down at this point. Bathroom stall locks, again, feeding into the same idea. 70 CFUs per square inch. And that was that the whole list? That is the whole list. But see,
I'm surprised there's not more on there. I got to be honest with
well,
you.
Well, where else because, would be
because,
filthy on
okay,
a plane?
Think about it. The seat on the plane.
Yes.
It's fabric. It's like, it's not, well, depending on where you're sitting on the plane
you
or
can't
what
Windex
plane.
It right you can't
right
you can't just you know what you can't get an antiseptic cleaner wipe it
and
off
wipe
or whatever
it off.
It's fabric, it holds everything.
Do you know what happened to me one time on a plane? But I was sitting on the plane
yeah.
and all of a sudden I was on the window seat,
okay,
and the person behind me had their foot kind of resting on the seat, like the back of like my armrest.
Okay, I could figure
so
that out.
The front of their foot was kind of like creeping into like my space.
Now, was it a barefoot?
It was a barefoot.
So their toes started to encroach the area.
And I was so gross.
So if you
out.
Put your arm there, you would have had toes on the elbow.
And I did.
Oh.
And I gave him a little, get your foot out of my face, mister.
Wow.
I think that people on a plane are already very anxious and sweaty.
They've been
in
a TSA line for an hour and a half. Okay, they're upset. They're anxious about the flight. They, you know, it's like they really don't like the whole idea. Maybe they're scared of flying to
yeah.
begin with. So all of a sudden, they get on there and they feel they need to just completely free themselves. And how do they do that? They take off their socks. They take off their shoes.
Right. They want
and they
want
touch
to get
you with their toes. Right.
Or whatever.
You are being bombarded.
Yeah.
By these germs. Think about it.
Yep.
Any other situation where you work? Right now, we're in a pretty open studio. We can go into another room. The whole thing. When you are stuck in a plane for
yeah.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6 hours, you're
yeah.
going to Italy again. It's 15 hours, and all of a sudden it's nothing but the air that this guy is exhaling that you are inhaling. It's not the way nature intended it to be. Flying is just so antithetical as how we're supposed to live as human beings. And that's why you get sick.
The
really.
CFUs are out there.
The CFUs are there, and you've got to watch and beware because they're all coming to get you. Now, if a plane is that dirty, can you imagine how dirty like a bus might be? Think about a bus.
Or a train.
A train. We've both used commuter trains. We've been on one together. When you go on the train, take a look at the headrests.
They're gross.
Oh, yeah.
They're like a different color.
They
they're
are.
Darker.
Right.
Because of all the stuff coming off of people's
hair.
There's
a sheen to it. Exactly.
Oh,
and that's why I could
stop.
Never... the idea of resting my head back against the headrest... is just, I mean, really turns my stomach. I mean, and all right, I'm not a germaphobe, but certain things really do get to me, and that is one of them.
Yep.
Next time you go to renew your driver's license, look at all the chairs at the Division of Motor Vehicles. Behind them on the white wall, there's a head spot behind every single one. Thank you very much. See that
I am appalled right now. Are you serious?
I am completely serious. The DMV office, the Division of Motor Vehicles, near my home, where I go to renew my license, registration, and all that other stuff.
Come on.
All of the chairs have an accompanying spot on the wall, about a foot to a foot and a half above it, and it is where people rest their heads while waiting for their number to be called, and it leaves residue.
Yes. Oh, it's so gross.
That's today's vocabulary word, kiddos. It's residue.
I'm so
So when you
right
go
now.
Through your day, you need to look for residue because it could be almost any place at any time. See what a service we are providing with this show?
I'm
You actually
by
grabbed
this.
Your stomach
I
because
did.
I think I really pushed you over the edge.
I've never noticed
and
that.
And I've never done that with you before. I'm impressed with myself right now.
You gross me out.
Thank
Ed.
You so much. That's why I'm here. Teaching Christina stuff every day. Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalenge.
I'm Christina Stoff.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-289-1668. That's 800-289-1668. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-289-1668.